This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers are 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. Again, our numbers here at the station to get on the air, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of information there about Klaus. You also can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, something I'm signed up for, and I can tell you this, it is a great weekly, and it's once a week, snapshot of what's going on in the markets, gives you a rundown of the Dow, S&P 500, some information on this past one, had some information on housing sales, but it's not spammy, they don't share your email address with anybody, it's literally once a week, convenient little look at what's going on in the markets. All you gotta do is get to klausfinancial.com, scroll down to the bottom, you can sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or again, if you have questions for or need answers to your retirement questions from our retirement planning professionals from Klaus, give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And joining us this morning, Malia Cuevas. Malia, how you doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing real well. We got a lot of fun stuff to get to. And of course, we're going to be doing the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later in the program. Your chance to win a $25 gift card for Dick's Sporting Goods. Before we get to today's program, though, we'd like to look back at last week and do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and the answer as well.
Yes. And so thanks for listening, all of those of you who participated last week. So the question was, in 2008, when the S&P 500 index dropped 37%. A lot of people remember that day, by the way. What percentage did the Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index increase? And the answer was it increased by 5.2%. So obviously the stock market went down, but the bond index went up. So that was a better day for those who held a lot in bonds.
And last week, like every week, fantastic program. If you want to hear that, of course, you can go to Klaus Financial, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Don't forget the Klaus Quiz Question Week. We'll do one a little bit later on in the program, your chance to win that $25 gift card. So on the show, we're going to be talking about the various type of retirement accounts that you could be putting money into. And today we're going to be specifically getting into that IRA speak again, aren't we?
Exactly. You know, I think sometimes we get a little too deep into all these different types of retirement accounts people might have because they're familiar with ones at work. They may have a 401k, a 403b, et cetera, available to them. But for the average person who perhaps doesn't have a retirement account set up at work, the very, very basic one that everybody should have if they're working is an individual retirement account. So the acronym is an IRA, and some people call it an IRA, but we just call it an IRA. And what that basically is an account you can establish at your local bank, with an investment advisor, anywhere. It's not a product. It's simply a designation for a retirement account. And what the IRS allows you to do is open up an account and start putting away for your own retirement. And, you know, we don't get too excited about them sometimes because we're always talking about, well, in your 401k at work, you can put away so much more money. Well, the bottom line is a lot of people don't have those plans. So at the very least, if you can be putting away money every year, it comes right off your taxes. It brings your taxable income down by the amount you put into it. Now, there are some caveats. If you're under 50, right now, currently, the most you can put in per year is $5,500. And if you're over 50, it's $6,500. So you have up until April 15th of the following year to make sure you fund your IRA with money. Now, if you earn $10,000 in a year, the most you can put is $5,500 if you're under 50. If you earn $4,000 of earned income, you work part-time, you can only put away $4,000. Of course, you got to eat, so that probably won't work that way. But point being is you can only fund up to what you've earned and not pass the amount that's allowed for. So as you put this money in, you're going to eventually take it out someday in retirement, and you will pay taxes on that money. It will have grown tax deferred, and that's the beauty of it. You got the tax break on the front end, and at the end of the day, you will pay taxes as you have a distribution someday. So some people say, well, I don't get a match on my own IRA because it's not at work, et cetera, et cetera. The point being is we're saving for your own retirement. It's a very, very important tool to use. And the sooner you can start saving, as we talk in the show every week, the better off you're going to be in retirement.
Well, and we want people to remember that traditional IRA versus Roth IRA and saving into a retirement account is really much more about taxes initially than it is about growth. Not that growth doesn't matter, not that you shouldn't be aware of what you're investing in. As a matter of fact, we dedicated our entire last show to talking about asset allocation. But at its core, saving into a retirement account is about taxes initially. It's about this idea of, hey, I want to save money into a pre-tax traditional IRA to get a deduction, which means you don't pay tax on that money today, so that I can push that tax liability out into the future when hopefully my taxes are lower. So here's sometimes a mistake Malia and I see. People will say, oh, I get it, a deduction. I would like a deduction. And they earn $15,000 in a year, and they put $5,500 into a traditional IRA. Now, for those who have listened to this show, an alarm bell should have gone off, which is this notion of, well, wait a minute, $15,000 of income is not a real high tax bracket. So why did you save on taxes today to push it out 40 years when your bracket will probably be higher? So what should have that person done? A Roth IRA, because taxes are already low at a household income of 15 grand. If you're going to do an IRA contribution at that point, you might as well do a Roth IRA. Now, bad news is you don't get a deduction today. Roth IRAs are post-tax contributions. But here's the kicker. All the growth between now and retirement is tax-free. That's a big difference.
So can I interject one thing? So again, trying to bring it back to the basics, what CJ says is correct. We want to look at the tax implications. But the bottom line is this. We want to save. We want you to save in some type of vehicle. So it may not be the perfect vehicle that particular year because you didn't know what you were doing. Don't worry about that. We can hopefully improve that in the future. But simply saving into your own retirement account is so, so important. I just really want people to hear that today.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. You can sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic newsletter. Just got the issue yesterday, comes out once a week. It is a really, really nice snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to talk a little bit about a spousal IRA. If you're a non-working spouse, this will definitely apply to you, or if you have a non-working spouse, you're going to want to perk up your ears. And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, CJ, and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals, and if you have questions for them, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for their office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget, no cost for the initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment. Again, schedule that right at 442-5637. Talking this morning, kind of getting back to basics, specifically about the IRA and what an IRA is, what it is not, and the differences between those traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs. And that's kind of where we left off. And let's talk a little bit more about the Roth IRAs and also talk about about spousal IRAs. That is an option as well, isn't it?
It is. So, yeah, I think Malia made a great point as we kind of closed that last segment about people like us get so focused on the right way to save and the right asset allocation that sometimes we lose sight of the fact that it's just about saving. Mm-hmm. And so I do really encourage people, as Malia just mentioned, make sure you're just looking at a retirement plan and just saving. As we talked about, at its core, saving into a Roth IRA versus a traditional IRA is really all about taxes. And so it is important for you to be looking at what tax bucket makes the most sense for you, and then inside of that tax bucket, focusing on your investment allocation. And so it's also important for people to remember, when it comes to saving into a retirement account, there can be income limitations. And so if you're covered by a plan at work, sometimes your ability to deduct a traditional IRA contribution on top of your plan at work is limited. If your income's over about $100,000 and you're married, you start having a limitation on your ability to deduct, because the IRS views that as double dipping, right? You've got your corporate plan, plus you're trying to deduct on an IRA, and they may limit that deduction. And it's not that they're going to limit your contribution completely. You can still contribute to a traditional IRA. They just may not allow you to make a deduction, which is a whole separate topic. Roth IRAs, on the other hand, are limited by your income. So if your income is too high, you cannot even make a Roth IRA contribution, period. They'll eventually say, no, you can't do that. But then there's this whole notion of spousal contributions. It's this idea of, you know, take my family. I work. My wife, at this stage of our lives, we have a 3.5-year-old son still at home. She stays home with him.
And does all the work.
And that's exactly right. And works a lot harder than I do. And so then it's this idea of, can I make a contribution on her behalf? And the answer at the most basic level is yes, but it could be limited again by whether or not I'm covered by a workplace retirement plan. FYI, for those who are listening, I am, and so I can't make a deductible contribution for her. But if I wasn't, I could actually make an IRA contribution for myself and for my spouse. And so just remember, again, at the most basic level, just about everybody should have the ability to make an IRA contribution, even if they have no retirement plan at work. Hopefully that's the most basic option you have.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us. This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals, and if you have questions for them, I'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Call in. We'll get you right on the air with your question. Don't forget the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, just give them a call, set up an appointment. 442-5637. Of course, online, klassfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So let's say you're working in radio. You're making, $35,000 a year, big money in earnings. How much then can you be putting into your IRA?
Well, good question, Sean. Now, working in radio, I think that figure was $100,000, right?
Yes.
It wasn't $35,000.
No.
So if you're under 50, and let's say you were earning $35,000, you can contribute up to $5,500. And if you're over 50, $6,500. So, again, whether it be a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, again, we're just talking about if you have the earnings, and that's all you have of $35,000. Again, you can contribute up to $5,500. So every year those are often modified. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. We'll probably come out with those soon for 2018. But just good to know what your figures are today.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. And Chris checks in. Chris, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Hi, my question is, I have a Roth IRA, and I have an IRA through work that makes contributions for me, or matches my contributions,
uh-huh.
But my spouse doesn't have an IRA or anything through work. Can they make an IRA contribution for themselves and for me?
Great question. So, Chris, it depends what kind of, you said an IRA at work, so IRAs through... through employers are typically simple IRAs or SEP IRAs. Is it a simple?
It's a simple.
Okay. So your ability to contribute to a traditional IRA, whether it be you or your spouse contributing, can be and probably will be limited by your retirement plan at work plus your collective household income. Okay. Now, it's going to be hard for me on the air here to go through all the details of that, but just know it could be limited by that. Now,
They could probably set something up for themselves and for me.
Bingo. Well, yes, probably. The question is, how much can you contribute? How much is deductible? That's dependent upon your total income. But what I would encourage you is really to talk to maybe an accountant, or if you have a financial advisor that you trust, just say to them, hey, here's our last year's taxable income. Here's what we think it's going to look like today. You know, tell us the number that we can contribute and get a deduction on. Because I'm betting there's more room there. The question is just how much room you have.
And can they contribute to my current Roth IRA, or do they have to set something else up for me?
Great question. So IRAs, as Malia mentioned at the beginning of the show, are individual retirement accounts, right? Meaning it has to be set up for each individual. So he couldn't contribute to yours necessarily unless we were looking at a spousal contribution. So there's some things to be aware of, but typically your husband would be contributing to his and you'd be contributing to your simple. Those would be the outlets for your future savings. Yours into the simple, his into his own IRA. Yeah, great question. Fantastic. I love that one, Chris. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Chris, thanks for the call. And if you have questions like Chris did for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. We'll continue our conversation with them and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Still got time for your call at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number for their office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Also, hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Dick's Sporting Goods. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning talking about IRAs and the different nuances of them. Let's talk about then the stretch IRAs. And I wrote down three letters in an earlier segment, and I should have just looked ahead to this, which was RMD. Thanks to you guys. That pops into my head right away. But let's talk about let's talk about RMDs as well as stretch IRAs when it comes to your IRA.
Great question. So, you know, first thing we like to point out is, again, a stretch IRA is not a product. People will come into our offices and say, I heard about this stretch IRA. I want to buy one. Okay. So it's a method. It's something you can do with an IRA. We call it stretching the IRA. And what we're referring to is really about in the case of an inheritance, being able to stretch it out over your lifetime. So first of all, back to basics, we talk about RMDs a lot, required minimum distributions. So all this money that we're accumulating in these retirement accounts, whether it be an IRA or a 401k, 403b, pre-tax accounts, eventually the government wants you to pay taxes on them. And at 70 and a half, that is when you have to start distributions from those accounts, if you haven't already done so, and start paying the taxes on them incrementally at 70 and a half. So what happens is money gets passed on, people pass away, they're holding these IRAs out there, and suddenly you inherit one. Now, if you're the spouse, that IRA is just simply retitled into your own name. It becomes yours. So from spouse to spouse, everything pretty much stays the same. But if you're a non-spouse IRA, a non-spouse receiver of an IRA, this is where things can get a little tricky. So I'm looking at my aunt leaving me something, an IRA, and I have to start by, first of all, retitling it. And if I retitle it, that gives me the opportunity to stretch it over my lifetime with regards to RMDs. So let's say I retitle it. And the retitling would look like this. Mickey Mouse, deceased, inherited IRA for benefit of Donald Duck beneficiary. That's the new retitling of the IRA. And what that allows for is that, according to my age, I will have to take out required minimum distributions by retitling it. If I simply took it over from my aunt, I certainly wouldn't want to have to pay RMDs or have them taken out according to what her age is, which is a lot older. So trying not to complicate this, the point being, I want to be able to stretch this tax deferment out over my lifetime versus at, you know, traditionally someone who maybe was 20 years older than me and have to take it out at her pace. So, CJ, maybe you can clarify my big explanation.
No, that was good. I think the only additional thing for people to remember is sometimes the gut reaction on this is to say, hey, I inherited something. I don't want to, quote unquote, lock it up by stretching out the deferment, right? Because everybody's heard of age 59 and a half, right? So a 40-year-old inherits an IRA, their financial advisor says, let's stretch out the deferment. And that 40-year-old goes, no, I don't want to lock it up. Well, that's a myth. It doesn't become locked up by stretching it out, by retitling it into a beneficiary IRA. By the way, beneficiary IRA and stretch IRA are the same thing. Okay. So by retitling it into a beneficiary IRA and stretching out the deferment of those taxes, it does not lock up the money till 59 and a half. You could take a distribution the next year, the year thereafter, at any point for any dollar amount, and you will avoid the penalty. So just remember, beneficiary IRAs or stretch IRAs have very different treatment than your own grantor-based IRA. And that's what we're trying to get at here is not a product, but it's a powerful concept. And so let's just quickly, no, we're running out of time here, math. What if you inherited it at 30 and stretched it out till 60 and you had these small minimum distributions along the way? Well, that can be powerful to you. Right? You can get significant compounding, and I won't do all the math on it, but it can be double or triple the value of what it was when you originally inherited it 30 years earlier. So really slow down when you're inheriting retirement accounts. It can be powerful to you.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. When you get there, you can check out this week and previous week's podcast. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you, kick-of-the-tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone numbers, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number now. It's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Dick's Sporting Goods. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2017, how much can a person who is under 50 contribute to a traditional IRA if they have $35,000 of working income? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller, correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Dick's Sporting Goods. Don't forget that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 442-5637. No cost for that initial get to know you, kick the tires appointment at Kloss Financial. 442-5637 and online klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.